Very good morning to you, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Daily Today, the second half. I have Jimmy Disu here with me in the studio. Good morning and welcome.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Good
morning. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. You can join the show right there and leave us your thoughts, your messages on the headlines that catch your attention. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper. Ikoyi building collapse. Stakeholders want probe panel open to public. Lagos government denies plans to demolish remaining two buildings as death toll rises to 45.
Well, the Ikoyi building will be trending for a while because every day there's a new development or something new to know. But really and truly, there's not much that we have today except for us to join other stakeholders. And I was going to say, you know, plead with the governor to make it open, but to demand an open probe. We will not plead with him. We will demand as of right that we should have an open probe for transparency. It's not a security issue. It's only security issues that you don't make open. There is nothing, there's no security involved, no Ministry of Defense, nothing. We demand an open, we demand transparency in what is going on. And actually, we're going to go a step further and say that we would love a judicial commission of inquiry to look into this matter. Yeah, because some of us believe very strongly that top officials within the government, the party and whatever might have questions to answer. And therefore, it's only fair that this state belongs to us. It doesn't belong to the government. It belongs to us. We put the government there, and so we would demand that it should be open. And the earlier they do that, the better. There's no point hiding, you know, under any dispensation whatsoever. The earlier there is transparency, the better it would be for everybody. And anybody who has a question to answer, you know, should be ready to face the law. And politically, if need be, then demand and, you know, then make an apology and so on and so forth. So that's where we are lending our voices to today, that we're demanding that the panel be open. We believe that, that nobody has anything to hide. They're professionals. And so on and so forth. And somebody wrote in and said, oh no, it was you that said, the commissioner said, oh, the place would be crowded if you had the media.
Yeah.
That's an infantile position. Invite 4, 5, 6. Invite 6. One from a news agency, one from 3 leading newspapers, and 2 from radio, and 1 columnist. That argument that the place, you don't need cameras, you might not even need. But if you should go a step further, it should even be televised.
Or stream it live
like on YouTube.
Yeah, stream it live.
That's easy. All you need, Mr. Motosho, is a smartphone. And all of us can watch it live. We are talking about lives here. I'll never stop saying that. And our purpose, the major purpose that I have, is to make sure that if we get to the end of this and sanctions are applied, it will prevent further occurrence and it will not be business as usual. The other issue here is that the Lagos State Government, it says here in this story, denies plans to demolish the remaining two buildings. And it says, Omotoso in a statement dismissed reports that the state government plans to demolish two high-rise buildings standing at the site of the 21-story collapse. It says, contrary to speculations, no directive has been given for the demolition of the two high-rise buildings standing. The government should make up its mind very quickly. The first thing, of course, you need to do is to make sure, given the history of this one, the first thing you need to do very quickly is to make sure that these other two are not likely to come down.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the other thing is, this, where this incident has taken place, to be honest with you, should be taken over by the government, and we should have a kind of memorial park in the place. The place of the building carved out. If the other two are going down, let's turn it into a memorial park. We will not, under any dispensation, like to hear that the government took it over all for it to fall back into private hands in future, which is the tradition of this government. We have enough public assets to point to that have found their way into public hands, but we won't go along that route this time around.
But
we don't want to politicize it unnecessarily.
Is it legal, though, for the government to take over this private property?
Yes, the government can take over any, even the house here, even these premises that we are in, the government can take it over and put a reason up for it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And for public interest, a place where lives have been lost, and surely it would be, it has to be
maybe
public.
Maybe set up a cenotaph?
Set up a cenotaph and then use that opportunity to develop a park. There is no park in Ikoyi. Ikoyi Park has been occupied by the elite.
Yeah.
You look at our people.
I realize I visited the
Ikoyi Park. Everybody, any sensible person knows the value of a park. Let me quickly say, it wasn't during this government that Ikoyi Park was during. I think it was during Jakonde's time, and a lot of us at that time still moved against it. You see how people bring their how would you have any environment without? Go to other countries. You must have a park. Now this provides you can have a cenotaph and a park on Alexander Road. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And please just call it Alexander Park. Don't start naming it after some politician or whatever it is. The government. In fact, I saw a video where the previous governor Fashola said that in which the current governor was the co-chairman. It states there that the government can take over the premise. In fact, come to think of it, if you've contravened, what do you think will happen? So the government has to and use it for public purposes. We don't want this to become another high-rise building, in which case we won't know the owner, like it's happened in some of the government properties that we have. But we don't want to go along that route just yet. The death toll has risen to 45, unfortunately. Okay, and it says two more bodies were recovered from the site today. That is almost a week plus after the incident. So what we have today. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. But we need our elite to talk now. A lot of our elites, they're being quiet. They are calling some of us privately. And when we say, can we quote them? Of course, they say no.
Yeah, of course, they would say no. They have a
lot. And please, if you are going to send me a message and you now put, I want to be anonymous, don't bother. How do I translate? Is it my head you want to use? No, it's true. I find it both insulting and you send me a message. I'd like to go, but I'd like to remain anonymous. This is the time for people to stand up to be counted. This is a time where you should stand up for your people, stand up for your state, and stand up for your country. Or forever keep your peace. If anybody sends me, I want to remain anonymous, I will trace the number and announce it on radio. So there you go.
There goes the anonymity.
Because I get loads of these things. Our elite will always keep quiet. They are affected. Will always keep quiet. They will always keep quiet. When you see them tweeting, they are tweeting about Man U and Arsenal and whatever. They go to a safe haven. They can't stand up to be counted. Most of our elite are lily-livered. They're selfish. And usually when you find a misdemeanor like this, they wish they were one of the recipients. So a lot of you are complicit in this. You should help the likes of Kunle Usman who came out. And as I speak now, I haven't heard from my friend on the opposite side who complained. He hasn't put anybody forward.
To counter his position.
To counter Kunle Usman's position.
Let me take some comments from YouTube on this. Uncle Jedi, you are on point. This is Adeokun David. You're leading the course against the government in order to air the building collapse panel live. I think they should just do it live. Elke Aderogba, my question is, who will want to live in a compound where around 45 people have died? You'll be shocked. Austin Ame, if the other two buildings are not brought down, will you be comfortable to live there? The best thing is to bring it down now. Not necessarily. If they conduct an integrity test, they would know if it's...
The integrity of the building, now I'm not talking about, I'm just playing on words, but the integrity of the building has been compromised. Even if you lie me in state in that building, I'd wake up.
Now, you know, I mean the other two buildings.
Yes, the integrity... I'm not talking about integrity in terms of physical structure, but that peace of mind.
Yeah.
But hey, what are we talking about?
This is Nigeria.
They most likely have been bought already.
Yeah. And you know, we
and
have...
And there's nobody to finish them.
I think we have a historical amnesia. People forget things very easily. So very soon people will forget. A new set of people would not remember anything happened there. And they'll buy it. So let's see this story now from The Vanguard. Senate moves against public servants with unexplained sources of wealth. This is not yet the unexplained wealth order, but they have some bills that they're considering.
It's for public servants. I'm not going to lose it. I don't even know why I marked this story. It's not important. We are all begging the issue. I think we have enough laws to prosecute those who we see them.
We do. And we have enough agencies.
Why are we all being hypocritical? Are you telling me you can't list 10, 15 people who don't chop government money? It's visible.
Someone tagged me in a video yesterday. I just couldn't comment. It was allegedly the son of the Sokoto State Governor packing money in bills.
What are they saying?
They were all laughing. I just...
You see, what you need to do, with our current laws, if you had an EFCC that was totally independent, let's be honest with ourselves, and had a sense of purpose, both the staff and the head, and they were ready not to do deals, you will grab some people and make an example out of them. So all this is just possible. A lot of the senators themselves cannot explain. Some of them cannot explain how their campaign was funded with the kind of money that went through it.
Yeah.
So let's stop being hypocritical and looking for new laws and new this and new that. It's there for you to see. Go to the parking lot of Federal Secretariat. In this state, it was public knowledge that we had a young man who was very close to the very top and celebrated his first 1 billion. And people attended. What are we talking about here?
He had a party to celebrate one billion.
He celebrated his first 1 billion. In this state. These people should stop fooling us. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me look for the person.
No, you can't find the person.
I will find the person.
No, it's not a party where there was no photograph there. Let's face it. There was a person in charge of revenue. If you attended his daughter's wedding, you know the laws that make it difficult for you to say things on radio. If you attended,
it's
not there. If you attended his daughter's wedding, you would know that. How could you know? In charge of revenue, you know. So we see these things every day. We know when people apply for jobs in the civil service, go to the parking lot. You think that you're in some auto showroom, and most people who it's so easy. What's his name, Mr. Candy Johnson? Here said yesterday, if what you do in other countries, a man suddenly acquires a Rolls Royce, the LIRS or FIRS pays him a visit to thank him, wish him well. But can he please show the books and show what his income is like? These things are ready.
You don't need.
It's because, you see, we don't understand what democracy means. We have interpreted it to mean that democracy means you can run circles around everybody when you have questions to answer. Good luck to Nigeria if that's what you want. All of us are complicit in this. We see these things, we keep quiet. Today, this belongs to the public, to the government. We have many facilities you could ask questions about. Who Falomo Shopping Center? How did it become a place where you keep horses? Lagos Polytechnic. These things are there. We see them. So I'm not. I don't even want to talk about corruption in Nigeria again because.
You're going to talk about it because this cartoon. I think it's nice, and it's a very deep one. It's on the Vanguard. In the Vanguard today, it's on page 18.
Yes.
It shows the hand of justice tickling with a feather the feet of Mena, who puts his leg over a 2.3 billion naira fund.
People should leave Mena. What Mena has, or what is ascribed?
I like the cartoon.
It's a nice cartoon.
Nice one.
Putting his feet on there. You can
it's
see
by
it in
Dada
the Vanguard.
Or is that Dapa?
Dada.
Dada.
D lele ye. It is not P. It's D.
What do you mean?
What is D? Yes. It's D. Is the we I'm not going to lose any sleep over the issue of corruption. I think it's become accepted.
Unfortunately, it's become
and we'll pay dearly for it.
We do.
This country is going to ruin as we speak. It is not a matter of a bad prophecy, but it's the reality. Because no country, no group of people move along the path Nigerians are moving now, you know, and make any success out of it. It's left to us for all of us to wake up and draw it back from heading for the precipice. Yes.
Let's see this next story also in the Vanguard today. COVID-19 vaccination at private facilities optional. Sanwo-Olu says we had a big conversation with this on radio was it Monday or Tuesday? So
yes.
So I guess this is in reaction to people's comments saying that the government is trying to rip them off, but he says it's private.
People should get these things in proper perspective. I mean, that I think the government has done well in this instance. What it is, to put it in plain language, is this: just like you go to private hospitals for treatment, you can go to a private facility and get your COVID injection for just 6,000. So rather than complain, you should be happy. Let the elite go and pay 6,000 so that you have more for the poor people. The problem now is that these same poor people and the masses are not coming forward.
I think the bigger problems, there are two that I identified when we had that conversation on radio. Number one, the question I asked is, before we move on to move some vaccines to private hospitals, I assume it means that we have more than enough vaccines and that we have more than enough. Are the public facilities crowded? We don't have enough vaccines.
Wait, let me clear something. Are you saying that it's part of the government consignment that we're moving to private?
Yes, now, that is it.
Are you sure about that?
It is the existing vaccines that are given.
No, that is not right.
But that's what it is.
No, that's not right.
Because we don't have enough vaccines.
I won't comment on it until I'm sure that is what it is.
That's what it is.
The
private hospitals are not going to buy vaccines. No, the government will ship vaccines to them, and then they'll collect.
And so the 6,000 is the administrative
fee that the hospital giving you the vaccine. That is the issue.
Why is it that everything that first of all looks good, there's something hidden?
No, but really, that's been it.
You know, what I had thought, because there was when this COVID thing started initially. There were companies, telecom companies, banks, who wanted to come together to bring in this vaccine and administer to their own staff. So my thinking was that it was that same kind of arrangement that the government had now given them the license. I didn't know that it was part of the present stock. I'd like to clarify that.
No, it's part of the present stock. It is.
No, I'd like to hear it. So do me a favor. Let's put a call through to maybe.
Okay, look at this now. Let me look at this. So, for those who want to, their vaccination at the public facilities, you go to publicregistration.vaccination.gov, the usual one,
and then you go and queue up.
Yes. No. When I had mine, I didn't. I mean, it was we queued up, but it was smooth.
No, I'm speaking this Nigerian English. I said go and queue Emma Lotto.
Emma Tony. Emma
Tony. Go fight your way through there.
Well, where I had mine, it was organized. We didn't fight. I mean, because we registered. Okay. Once you got there, they gave you a number where you came, and then you sit down in that order.
I arranged it. So I know what happened. We thank Honorable Loki for it.
Oh, no, no. I didn't. No, not that one.
Not that one.
No, I think I had had mine before that one.
The one you got is not original.
Original. With all the pain I had in my house.
That's why you had pain. Did he pay you?
He did not pay you.
He paid me. I didn't get my own here. Did he pay you? I got mine in January last year.
He did not pay you.
He did not pay now.
So for some people.
Let me see. We only number low.
No way. All right. So what this says now is the individuals who want to get their vaccines at private facilities will now go to visit lagosvaccines.com to book and pay for their vaccines. So that means, I was saying on Monday, I want to know how this money thing will be done. Will the private hospitals give the government a commission? But now you're paying through the government's website for this private.
Let me just be careful to say that. I will put a call. I won't put a call through. I'll send a message to the Commissioner for Information to give us a clarification on this issue before I now make my final comment.
I had asked him about it when the
government.
I asked him about it.
What did he say?
No, he didn't respond. So I think it's good to follow up also. When the governor had initially announced at that concert that people would have to pay.
If he doesn't listen to me, I'll get Kule Uthman to help us write another letter.
That's a quick way to get a response. Right? All right, let's see this one from the Vanguard. Oh, gosh, the comments are all over the place. Kudos and Knox for Lagos over 1 week meet and break. This was last week now.
Yes, I think the government is right on this.
How?
Look, it'd be nice for us to have a uniform school pattern. Let school start and let's have midterms. I mean, for organization monitoring and all the reasons of the world, why don't private schools want to have the same timetable? We must have one timetable now. I mean, that it goes without reason. This independence thing that we keep running, we must look at our peculiar situation in a country like Nigeria. You know, I support the government on that. Private schools, public schools, you all. When we were in school, it was like that. What you would then have is it was a Western region that had a different timetable. They had 1 week in between. And then it made the whole thing, new admissions, a bit lopsided. If we have a uniform, schools start on one day, they go for midterm on one day, and they end on one day. It makes life easier for everybody. I'm not going to go into that long debate. All this idea about rights of this and rights of that. the government has to put an eye on what's going on, more so the kind of private schools that you even see turning up now and the people who run them. How much of school administration do they really know? But that's a story for another day. So I think Mrs. Adefisayo is right. I think she's right. Lagos State government is right. Let's have an independent, let's have a calendar for both private and public schools. I don't know why you want to have a difference.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I really wasn't listening to you. I was checking out the website for the private registration because I just want to know how this works. So this is it. Sorry. My curiosity got the best of me.
No, but does it talk about the origins of the vaccination? Does it talk about...
like where the vaccine is coming from?
Yes, now if it's the government stock.
No, but it is. Now, even Lagos State government is not bringing in vaccines. It's the federal government and distributing to all the states. No private entity is getting in vaccine from anywhere. The vaccines are given to Nigeria and then it splits to the states.
That's one given. Do you have any we'll have to put a call through and I know who to call. Do you have any facility or any whatever where private sector can? Because they planned this. I was consulted. That's why I was saying all these things initially. And they wanted, they had the muscle. Part of the problem was that the federal government at that time, to the best of my knowledge, wanted them to give them the money. And the private sector said, we know what you do with it. So let's be clear that, the private sector cannot bring in vaccine. Let's be very, very sure of that before
Well, the only thing I see that this does, because one of the fears I had is that some private facility will charge more than 6,000. What this does is to regulate the price, so that this is 6,000 naira. You pay, no hospital will charge you beyond 6,000. So what it says here, if you're having a single, if you're having just one dose or a booster dose, you pay 4,500. If you're having two doses, it's 6,000 naira. So I can click proceed to book and see what happens.
Well, as long as the one that is free is available to the public.
Yeah, and it's not enough.
It's not enough. We know that as a fact.
Is it enough?
I don't ask me now.
No, it's not enough. People called me from Badagry. They've been trying to get a vaccine. They tell me
and
that
they can't get it.
They can't get it.
Then you now think that the government has moved what is left in their kitty to private sector for
when I went for my second dose, I heard the medical workers tell me clearly that today is the last they were giving vaccines at this center. Again, I will go back there to check. So the fear of the people is they will move these vaccines from public facilities to private, so you have to pay for it.
The fear. Let me explain. What I'm trying to do is there's something that government does that confounds me, and this could be one of them, but I want to be dead sure.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just fair.
I want to be dead sure before I then release the things that are brewing up in me and making me shake in this chair. I want to be dead sure. So we'll look at it. Maybe by Tuesday we'll come with an answer. I'll invite the commissioner for information next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. I'll invite him. If he can't come, he should please let the commissioner for health come and clarify the issue of these vaccines. I'll send him a formal invitation. Philly, please remind me, I beg. Let me send
me. I just like to. Don't mind me. I'm actually checking out the page. Okay, so here we go. Final story. Assembly orders security meeting as... is this it or this one?
Look at it here.
Okay. Yeah. No, don't be like that. Don't be like that. Could that now? Medical Council indicts three doctors for Lagos chef's death.
Excuse me.
Premier Specialist Medical Hospital, the unfortunate death of this lady.
I'm
glad it's coming to close.
Yes, we're getting a bit of justice here. All of you know Mrs. Kweju Ugboma, who incidentally I met her husband once we bumped into each other. And, the circumstances under which she died are known to a lot of us. She suffered internal bleeding after a surgery and made her condition deteriorate. Now, three doctors have been indicted by the... let me read the story. It says that the council in the letter said the indicted doctors have been referred to the council's disciplinary tribunal. Okay, so the investigation has been concluded. The panel determined that the prima facie case of misconduct in professional respect is established. And these are the three doctors that have a case, definite case to answer. Dr. Akisheku Adeniyi Kazim, Dr. Kelechi Kingsley Rena, and Dr. Motunrayo Amadu. These three respondent doctors have been referred to the Medical and Dental Practitioners Disciplinary Tribunal for adjudication. And that the letter also says that no prima facie case could be established against the other doctors listed by the deceased husband. So the Medical and Dental Practitioners Disciplinary Tribunal will then decide what to do with these three doctors that I believe were staff of the Premier Specialist Medical Center, Victoria Land, Lagos. So we hope that Kweju Ugboma at the end of it would not have died in vain. I'd like to, identify with the husband who did the right thing.
Yeah, by pursuing this.
It's not going to bring his wife back, no. But he would have done a public service.
Yeah.
And that is what we also want in this case of the of this building that went down. Done the public service to prevent reoccurrence. Once sanctions are applied, everybody tends to sit up. What we've had, the problem we've had in this state for quite a while now, is that reluctance for us to enforce the laws we have put in place.
Good question, but we need to go.
You have a question?
No, we need to go.
We need to go.
Yeah. Okay. Jimmy Lisu is back at 9 with Daily Digest. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. After the break, we're having a conversation on hydrocephalus. That's a condition, a disability. And we have an organization that work with parents and caregivers, and they tell you how to navigate if you have people living.
What did you call it?
Yeah. Hydrocephalus.
I never heard of it.
I think it's a condition that where you have So they'll come talk to us about it just after the news on the hour. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Stay here.
You can have your number one radio with you with
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.